On the Steph Curry fourth quarter thing, I don't know how anyone could look at, forget the rest of the game, just the fourth quarter in crunch time. That's what you're known for. That's what LeBron's known for. That's what Kobe's known for. That's what Michael Jordan's known for.
And what has been the knock on Curry from the naysayers?
Oh, he's not clutch. But, like, go back to Joe Montana, right? Why do we love Joe Montana? Because in the 1981 championship game, after having three turnovers earlier in the game, he delivered the drive that needed to happen with the game winner, all right? Well, he almost threw an interception in the Cincinnati game that we were talking about, the Super Bowl in 1988, January 89. Yeah. And then what does he do with the two-minute drive? Oh, he comes through. Yeah. Tom Brady, what did he do in the fourth quarter against the Seahawks? What did he do in the fourth quarter against the Atlanta Falcons? That's when your entire aura is molded, is in crucial situations. Madison Bumgarner, when did he do it? I don't know, 7th, 8th, and 9th inning of a Game 7.
Right.
Like, that's when you become the man. Yeah. Mariano Rivera, why do we hold him in such high regard? Because he closed games out for decades.
Yep.
I mean, so to me, the fourth quarter for Steph, yes, he was inefficient at times for the first three quarters, but when they needed him, he was there in every fourth quarter, essentially.
Fourth quarter, 4-7, 3-5 from the three-point line. Mm. 11 points, 3 rebounds. Now you got people calling him a front runner and this and that.
God, I mean, come on.
He woke up just in the nick of time. Because he did start off 4-17. He was struggling. He was scuffling. He really was. But you know what? He stepped up when you needed him to. He stepped up when you needed him to. So, Curry was good.
Curry!
Could have been better, but you know what? You got through the Memphis
Grizzlies.
Are we
going to do this his entire career?
I'm not.
No, I'm not saying you. I'm just saying,
but
like,
you know what's funny?
The national media. Are they going to do, like, they're just going to dilute everything? Like, we're just going to search through the rubble looking for things to critique?
This man has 3 championships.
That's what I'm saying.
The only unanimous MVP award in the history of the NBA. All right?
It's as if he's a gimmick. He's going to go straight to the Hall of Fame. He's going to have the same amount, well, hopefully, the same amount of titles as LeBron James when it's all said and done. And it's just, everything's a gimmick. Everything's like, oh, well, the others. It's like, really?
But it's funny.
I mean, is that what we're doing?
Well, no, it's funny because he has 3 championships.
Yes.
He's one away from tying LeBron James.
Yes.
All right, who's been the best player over the last 20 years.
Yes.
I give you that. I give LeBron that. He has.
He's the second or third best player ever, and that's even if you don't like LeBron.
Right, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
So he has 3 rings. They go 73-9. They come up short. Mm-hmm. They go back-to-back. One of the greatest teams of all time in 2017. This guy's been to All-Star games, 3-point shootout championship, all the stuff. But yet, we're sitting here on the morning of, and national people are saying, you know, I feel so bad for Chris Paul. He deserves a ring. He had one of the biggest flameouts in Game 7 history. His team was down 30 at the half.
They scored 27 at home.
Can you imagine if that was Stephen Curry leading that charge?
No, because it wouldn't have happened.
Yeah, it wouldn't have happened.
And
exactly.
Also, yeah, he'd be flamed.
So, I don't get Chris Paul out of here. Like, Patrick Beverly plays in this league.
Yes.
He just told you. I go to bed at 10 o'clock and play video games when I prepare for Chris Paul.
He's his contemporary.
And make love to my lady. Pat Bev, I'm going to bed at 10 p.m. and do not call me. I'm going to bed at 8 p.m. Do not bother me. Do not call me. Video games off. I'm studying the tape because Steph Curry's coming to town. That's Patrick Beverly.
I know, not me and you. It's just, but I feel like we do this every time. Like, they're back in the Western Conference Finals, and it's like, well, yeah, but. Come on.
Think about this. Last offseason, we'll get back to the calls. Buds are coming up next. We got the coach, we got Mike, we got Jason, we got Austin.
Why does the media do this?
Because they're idiots. That's why. A lot of people are idiots, and they don't watch the game. They just don't watch the game. And it's easy for them to get clicks and to get attention off of ripping Stephen Curry. This guy has flipped a moribund franchise.
Yes.
Think about where the Warriors were before Steph Curry.
Dead.
And think about where they are now.
They were the Kings.
They're a top 5 franchise in all of American sports.
Absolutely.
All right.
Well, I've been mentioning them in the same breath as the Patriots, all like playoffs.
And nobody's batted an eye.
No. And the Patriots, Spurs, St. Louis Cardinals. Pick the organization that you think is like the culture organization that consistently wins and does it the right way. He's been a part of that as much as Bob Myers and Joe Lacob, if not more.
The guy averaged over 37 points a game the last 2 months of the season just to get him into the play-in tournament, and he still got no credit. Oh, Steph Curry could take this team to the playoffs. But yet you guys still call Kelly Oubre Jr. and Kent Bazemore bums. So which one is it?
And let's look at some of the other contemporaries. So LeBron's one of them, right? I think LeBron, even if the biggest Curry fan in the world, LeBron's ahead of Curry, right?
Yep.
But let's look at the other people that have played and overlapped throughout his career. Harden, Chris Paul. Russell Westbrook. Like, let's think about the other truly greats. Giannis, now look, Giannis gets tons and tons and tons of credit. Yep. And we'll see where his career stacks up. And I have tremendous respect for Giannis.
So much respect.
Tremendous respect for Giannis.
He carried that team to seven games against Boston.
Look at the drop-off between Steph, Giannis, Curry, and then all those other guys that I referenced. Am I missing somebody?
No.
All those other guys have dog performances multiple times where they were opportunities to go farther, and they didn't even show up.
Didn't even show up.
We destroyed Steph for not making the playoffs last year.
Right.
Destroyed him. He showed up in those final games.
LeBron
beat him because he, you know, was throwing a ball at three rims.
Right. Well, Steph Curry gets flamed for game seven in 2016, and I get it. The first thing they were doing on TNT in that third quarter, Chris Paul, something's got to be up with him. He averaged 9 points over the last five games, and they let the quadricep injury be an excuse for Chris Paul. The national broadcast did.
It's always him.
We don't remember Steph Curry playing with a partially torn ligament in his knee, and he had to go through OKC, and he had to go through LeBron James, and yeah, he wilted in game number seven, 13 points. He turned the ball over. He came up short in that. But he never made an excuse for the injury. Nobody did. But yet for all these other players, James Harden, he's just not in shape. Oh, maybe it's the hamstrings. Oh, well, he's got to get acclimated to the system. Yada, yada, yada. The Warriors they've had different lineups damn near every game this season. Think about how many games everybody's missed. COVID. Injuries. Otto Porter Jr. not playing back-to-backs. Klay Thompson not playing back-to-backs. Steph Curry, we don't even talk about his foot no more. Well, he's got a foot injury that we don't even talk about.
Well, and forget all of that part of it. How about in the ring-chasing era where teams, basically players come and go left and right.
Right.
This guy stayed with one organization. How many times could he have hit eject on this franchise?
The last 2 years, knowing that Klay Thompson may not be the same Klay Thompson.
You lose KD.
Knowing that you got all these youngsters. Yeah,
exactly.
You know, like, hey.
How many other superstars were going to stay pat?
And think about all the talks.
And not have the organization trade all those young pieces for, you know, some aging veteran.
One thing he said earlier this year that we don't talk enough about.
We can't talk enough about
Steph Curry, what he said earlier this year. I want to see Jordan Poole. Our job as veterans, by the time we leave, we need to leave this spot with Jordan Poole being an all-star.
Yeah.
Jonathan Kuminga being an all-NBA defender.
Mm-hmm.
James Wiseman being an MVP candidate. And Moses Moody being an all-NBA player. That's how we want to leave this franchise. How many leaders and superstars do you hear talk like that in the NBA?
None. But then how many teams keep three superstars together for 10 years?
I know. Not many.
I mean, again, this is the ring-chasing era in the league that feels like the most... There's more mobility in the NBA for great players than I think any other sport. Wouldn't you agree?
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
And so, like, for them to have three guys, and it's not like it's been a straight path of success where they've been healthy the entire time. Three guys stay together, not kill each other, all right? And then now they're back? This is the icing on the cake season.
They are the greatest trio in NBA history. And it would be icing on the cake if they get this championship. They're the greatest trio in NBA history.